Terry Reekman is our guest now on FFA Today, an ag educator from South Dakota. And Terry, let's start off and have you tell us about your career as an ag educator over 30-some years.
Well, I began teaching in 1984. I had graduated with a BS in both ag business and ag education from SDSU. Prior to that, I had spent 5 years in the military. And so as I began, I guess, in 1984, I was a small town, small school, very traditional. And over the years, we've kind of changed the curriculum as we've changed the students. When we don't have so much of the traditional students anymore. And I teach in eastern South Dakota. So from where I teach in Salem, you're 40 miles from the Minnesota border, you're 40 miles from the Iowa border, and you're 60 miles from the Nebraska border. So southeastern South Dakota.
You, of course, supposed to be, as of recently, retired from your position, but also serving as the president for the National Association of Agriculture Educators. For you, in both of those capacities, what does National Teach Ag Day mean to you? What is it supposed to be?
I did retire. As of right now, they still haven't found a replacement for me, which makes the Teach Ag campaign all that much more important, doesn't it? We really need to promote to recruit teachers. You know, our demand is way out supplying our supply right now. And this most recent year, we had a need for almost 1,000 new teachers, yet we only graduated just slightly less than 500 in ag ed degrees. And so we need to target those students early that we think can be ag teachers. I just think our goal is to really make sure that we have quality and diverse supply of ag teachers, you know, and we need to inspire the next generation of ag students and agriculturalists. You know, even though I live in a small town in rural South Dakota, I'm amazed at the students that come in my class when they first begin that really have no idea where their food comes from. I have enough students that are just enough generations removed from the family farm. Kids that have never seen anything planted, you know, they don't do a garden in their backyard or anything, so they've never seen anything planted to grow from the beginning. You know, they've never seen live animals born, but they really, really don't understand where their food comes from. I mean, everybody can go to Hy-Vee or to the local grocery store and you see it there, but to truly understand how it's processed, how it's, you know, it gets there is what we need to educate them on. And then developing that next group of leaders, you know, who's going to be the leaders in agriculture, you know, 30, 40, 50 years down the road. And so we need to educate them and inspire them and get them educated so that they can continue to advocate for agriculture.
Well, Terry, what for you was so inspiring to become an ag educator some 30 plus years ago?
Well, and here's the really unique thing about me. I never had an FFA background. In high school I was in, they had ag when I was in grade school, but they'd went through so many teachers, they dropped it about the time I was in probably fifth or sixth grade. And they've never, ever brought it back. It was more of a tourism town, too. I grew up in the west side of the state. But my dad was an extension agent, and so I was pretty active in 4-H. And the small farm that we had, a ranch, you know, just gave you enough exposure. But I always loved agriculture, you know, and let's face it, I'm not like unlike a lot of other ag teachers. If the opportunity was there, I'd probably be a full-time farmer, but the opportunity wasn't there. So what's the next best thing? Teach others, you know, pass that on. And the other thing is I'm a kind of a competitive person. So the things that the FFA offers with SAEs and CDEs and stuff like that, that kind of motivates me through the things too. And you know, when I first went back to college, that's how I had the ag business degree too, is I was going to be I was going to go through the ag business part, and I figured, okay, I'll work with, a loan institution or something like that. But you got to remember in the 80s, late 70s, early 80s, it was kind of the farm crisis. And I remember doing an internship and sitting in an office when they had to tell a farmer that he was, going to have to sell out. And his wife was there and his children were there and some tears were shed. And I just says, oh my, Terry, you do not have the stomach for this. And so I went back and I picked up all my ed block hours and student taught. And I had a wonderful, that's the other thing. I had a wonderful supervising teacher when I student taught, Randy Jones. I think he's in Iowa someplace now. He's not teaching anymore, but he made it such a positive experience for me that I really wanted to start out on my own. Because even going into student teaching, I wasn't 100% sure. But he kind of pushed me over the ledge, and the rest is history, I guess.
Well, finally, Terry, if you were sitting in front of a room or a couple of young folks who are looking at education, what would you tell them to be inspired or to inspire them to become agriculture educators like yourself?
I'd tell them the rewards are amazing. The friendships you make, not only with students, but with other staff, especially when you teach in a smaller community, and just to be able to pass that knowledge on. And I just tell them, hey, this might be the most important thing we have to do over the next two or three generations, because we really, really need to educate people on where their food comes from. We see it too often in newspapers and on news with the negative publicity that comes out. But a lot of that is just because they don't have all the facts. We need somebody there to present these students at a young age the facts so that they can make decisions based on facts rather than what's sweeping the media at the current time.
Well, Terry, thanks so much for your time. Again, our guest, Terry Reekman, a ag educator from South Dakota for 30-plus years and currently president of the National Association of Agricultural Educators, our guest on FFA Today.